Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by the cavalcade, the cast, the crew, Big Jerv, Jason Madison, Jay Skills, and Black Trey. We got a great show for you today. Keith Murray, where has he been hiding this whole time?
Oh, my God.
Changed the internet in 1 week. In
should 1 week. Stayed hidden.
No,
Trey, this is some Trey, of the best material. What are you talking about?
Yes, 2023 onto a bang with Keith Murray, the greatest storyteller so far. We'll see if anyone can knock him off his perch. We also got your weekly update on the Young Thug case down in Atlanta. It's getting real bad for your boy, man. The judge is reciting lyrics now. I hate when they do that. We also got a little bit of a debate. Trey says it's been raging since 2021. I've always thought about it, something people talk about, but not talk about out loud. I'll tell you what that debate is a little later. We got a BMF recap as well. BMF is back, the show, not the documentary. And I can already see the influence of power starting to creep in. Like, oh, can we do this way? Oh, man. All right. Well, anyway, before we get to all that, www.patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you are tapped in, locked in. You want this podcast, you want it all at once, Patreon's get it all at once. Everybody else got to wait a little bit by little every day. You want the watch-alongs, so Patreon's get the watch-alongs. Everybody else just got to hear about it. You want the Discord, the Patreon's get the Discord. Everybody else got to do Twitter with all these trolls and shit. Don't deal with all that shit, man. Just get in, become a Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. Do it the right way. Let's move on to your weekly update on Thugger.
The YSL.
Man, the judge reads out the lyrics to Slime Shit in the court, and I said, "Damn, nigga, they're trying to put you under the jail." that's fucked up for real, man.
But it's kind of hilarious though at the same time, which is even more fucked up.
All right, I got a question. Mm-hmm. This could be fucked up. My bad. Just quick question. I used to think I was feeling bad for Thug, right? And I do. But if they're using the shit that you said in your lyrics, and apparently your lyrics are telling some real accounts of shit that happened, or whatever the case may be, and you're out here just basically incriminating everybody, right? Yeah. And I get it. It's music. So that's a whole other topic. But I'm just saying, my man put it all out there, right? At some point, like, this is his fault, right? Am I tripping?
Hey, it's not about his fault, but still, we still yelling free that nigga.
Still free that nigga. Don't get it twisted.
But no, you kind of are, because, like, I don't know if you watched the video. The lyrics to Slime Shit that he's reading, like, it's a hook. And he actually leaves out one of the more important bars. And I think, like, basically, the nigga's just saying, like, whatever, like, oh, we on that slime shit, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, okay, they say killing 12 and what have you. But other than that, it's not like, oh, niggas was shooting this nigga or we over here doing this. It's, like, very, you know, it could be any hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, trap anthem.
Yeah, so, okay.
And the thing is, the bar that he left out kind of illustrates, like, partially why Thug is so dope and why niggas, you know, like this type of music on all levels. Like, so, you know, the nigga's talking about 100 rounds in the Tahoe, and then the nigga says, nigga lighting up like a taco or some shit. And it's like, the taco part is what makes it funny and entertaining and, like, not no serious, oh, this is, like, you know, like, all of the shit that Thug adds to his artistry is what makes him fascinating. To try to, like, distill this nigga onto some gangster shit kind of makes a mockery of the art in and of itself, because it's like, no, this nigga's actually saying gangster lavish lifestyle lyrics mixed with funny, clever little shit that he's putting with it on a dope ass beat. Like, let my nigga cook. Like, what y'all are talking about is
let
not
my nigga cook.
Yeah, like it's not like, oh, I went to shoot this nigga over here at Linux, like, that's not.
He's not doing Bobby Schmurter with Bobby Schmurter.
No, he's not.
Okay.
Mitch caught a body about a week ago.
Yeah,
he's nigga Mitch is like, damn, man. Mitch in court.
Right. And so, man, free my nigga Thugger. They playing my nigga. I feel like low-key the judge might fuck with the song. Like, I'm a
free the thug.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here from Cinephobe. Yeah, that podcast. It's a good one. Ascertain. Telling you right now, Prize Picks, that's the way to go. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. The easiest and most exciting way to play DFS is just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. It's demon time. That's right. You're asking, what does that mean? It's demon time. I'll tell you. Demons and Goblins, the newest and most exciting way to play at Prize Picks. Squares marked with red demons or green goblins get you different payouts. You can now win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. That's insane. That's insane of Prize Picks to do. You know what else is insane? They offer injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For football and basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays alive. PrizePicks is the only DFS platform with an injury insurance policy. And by the way, they now offer Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account. This football, basketball, any season you're playing. Me personally, I'm taking more than points on Joel Embiid all the time. I'm taking more than assists on Tyrese Halliburton. I'm taking less than points on Jordan Poole. Those seem to be the easy money makers for you. And you're probably wondering, Zach, how do I get involved in this? You go to prizepicks.com/ding and use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/ding. Use code DING, D-I-N-G, for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hello, listener. Have you ever used ButcherBox? I don't know if you know this about me, but I used to be a butcher. I used to work at an unnamed grocery store. I used to be that tall man behind the counter in your neighborhood, cutting up meat and preparing seafood for you. And I know that it can be a stressful situation. I know that it can be crowded. You have to wait your turn. You have to know what you want. You feel rushed. Sometimes you might think that your butcher has a bad attitude. I don't know. Happened to a friend. Couldn't possibly be me. But that's why I love ButcherBox. ButcherBox brings you peace of mind. You can easily find high quality beef, chicken, pork that you can trust is humanely raised. There's no antibiotics or added hormones. There's the ultimate convenience of not having to deal with butchers or the crowded meat counter after a long day at work. It's delivered right to your doorstep. There's always free shipping and there's incredible value. You're getting really high quality products at an amazing value. You get exclusive member deals. You get recipe inspiration, guides, hacks. A little hack from my butcher experience, the petite top sirloin, which is about half the price of the New York steak, is a very similar cut with a fat cap on one side, and you get very good tenderness out of the petite sirloin. If you've ever been to a Brazilian steakhouse and you see them talking about picanha, that's the petite sirloin. With ButcherBox, I'm always prepared. I always have meat on deck for a grill and chill, a cookout, or just making dinner at home. And I'm saving a ton of money from shopping at the grocery store all the time. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's great, but what's my reward for signing up for ButcherBox? Well, I'm glad you asked, because if you sign up at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, you will get free ground beef for life. For life. Enough ground beef to fill the Nile, plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com/dings.
I'm telling you, I still, to this day, love that one TikTok where the nigga is supposed to be in the jury and power come on. And they like, and he's trying his best to fight it. And he says, when the district attorney plays power, and he says, when you get that money, yeah, you get that power. And the nigga start, and he's like, start to make it rain. And it gets that shit go crazy, like, dog.
Niggas be like, jamming that.
I'm not going to fight it, bro. I'm going to be in that bitch like, nigga, how you not free this nigga? You ain't hear this shit.
Right. But it's low-key funny when the judge says, like, killing 12 shit. And I'm like, of course, it's, you know, all the cops in there know, like, hey, you know when they say 12, they're talking about us, right? Like, it's like, you know, like, come on, man. Like, let my niggas get their bars off, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's too funny. Yo, there was something else I was going to say about. Oh, did we talk about this, that they try to get the prosecution is trying to get like T.I. and a bunch of other people to testify?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're coming after the whole Atlanta hip hop community. Like, come one, come all, please testify against Young Thug in open court.
Like, that shit's crazy. That shit is fucking insane, man. Next level insanity. Real quick, before we get out of here, I do want to also touch on this debate that's been happening, raging on the internet. Teased it earlier for you guys. It all starts from a tweet some dude sent. Said, decided to stay at a Holiday Inn instead of an Airbnb for an overnight trip and strongly feel, 1 hour after check-in, that there has never been a more luxurious experience in all of human history. And he says, I'm typing this at the bar. It's a suite. Eating a small bag of chips I bought from the teenager at reception. Newly filled up bucket of ice in front of me. The life. Airbnb versus hotel, man. How do y'all land on this debate? I got it. To me, the answer is simple. Very straightforward. But I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Only Airbnb in a spot that doesn't have great hotels.
There.
That's my take on it.
Yeah, I'm only doing Airbnb if finding a hotel is not working out, and also the situation that I'm traveling to or whatever the situation may be. Like, I might need more of what the Airbnb can accommodate rather than what the hotel might have. You know what I'm saying? If it's one of them type of situations. But other than that, it's a hotel. Who wouldn't want somebody to just make up their bed and give them fresh towels every fucking day and be able to go get the warm cookies from whatever it is, the Double Tree that gives it to you, or whatever it is.
Yeah, Double Tree. Yeah,
warm Trey. Cookies be hitting when you come home at 2 a.m. It's wax.
I mean, my opinion has changed over the years. Obviously, I've moved back to hotels, but when I would go to certain, like, I have a group of friends where we send each other like Airbnbs with like certain decor. I like how people make their house up, but since 2019, it's gotten weird because they got hidden cameras and all this other shit. Like,
do they?
And and that's why it's been getting so fucking tricky, because motherfuckers is trying to charge this whole cleanup fee when you probably ain't even been there. You probably laid your head there probably roughly the time that you needed to go to bed and get up. But most of the time, you're spending your time outside and you're paying this large ass fee. I'd rather just go to a hotel now. But yeah, like, I used to think that shit was hard. I had this one little spot in Silver Lake I would pull up to. Obviously, in Austin, I spent some time in that I would always particularly look for. New Mexico. Different spots that had dope-ass, like, aesthetics that my house would never have. Because I don't think I'm ever going to be a homeowner. I'm not really, like, pressed about that shit. But I like living in other people's homes for a short period of time that have dope eyes for aesthetics and architecture.
Yeah. And give me a signature hotel. Hold on.
I'm about to say, Trey, can't you glean that from just fucking looking at the pictures online? You ain't got to actually go. Like,
Trey needs to feel. He needs to be in the aura. You know what I mean? Like, he needs to walk in the room.
I can't even take credit from that, though. That's my friend group, man, of the homies, bro. Like, them niggas is into that, and they got me into it. We went to the coast in Oregon and got this one little sick-ass spot. Like, I would never live in that type of city, but in order for me to experience it.
You're right. Like, but that's if you're in a coast in Oregon, like this random pocket of a place, which, again, I feel like
great. Shout out to Oregon.
Yeah, like that's a great thing to do. If you're going to Joshua Tree, or if you're going to some, you know, place that's not off the beaten path and all that type stuff. Great. If I'm going to Chicago, put me up in the Four Seasons. Like,
oh yeah, I'm not gonna do an Airbnb in like Chicago or fucking like Houston or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
You
said the Joshua Tree?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Joshua Tree?
Do niggas really only go out there to do shrooms, right? Like, that's the only reason
Go
out
there. Right? Yeah, of course.
Spiritual journey. Jason's a residential.
My nigga, you didn't have to tell me Jason's a residential spiritual journey kind of guy.
Exactly.
He's got spiritual journey written all over him.
There you go.
The nigga Jerv scoffed. Right. Oh, you don't need to tell me.
For sure. Hey, yeah, Jerv, I think you should maybe microdose. Try him out.
I'm good, bro. Mary Jane's been holding me down for a couple decades now, dog. I'm pretty
it's
much.
It's funny because it's like definitely like two species of niggas. Like, one who's like, oh yeah, I just smoke weed. I don't fuck with none of that other shit. And then niggas like, yeah, I might dibble dabble.
Yeah, it's just crazy how that's like. I know we've talked about this before, but like, it's just crazy how like that's just like the wave. All of a sudden, like, everybody just does shrooms. Like, my niggas that I've been smoking weed with since day one, all of a sudden they're like, yo, you trying to microdose? Nah, nigga. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
because niggas realized it was safe. Like, niggas didn't think it was safe for so long. Niggas was just scared of drugs. Like, it's not weed. Like, nah, I don't know.
Well,
don't
know and Dare, bro, they told me that if I smoke weed, I'm going to be doing crack. So,
right,
I'm trying my hardest not to take that next step.
Niggas think that everything that isn't weed is a gateway drug. So, niggas is like, if I start doing shrooms in 6 months, I'm going to be on that crack like Keith Murray.
Y'all niggas is cook because I'm gonna be out here telling all the group chat shit.
Hey, what happened to him, man? The nigga had a spiritual experience at J Tree, man.
Yeah, he got out of bounds on us, man.
He was in the Airbnb, but he didn't know they had cameras.